God's plan includes abortion, group plants pro-abortion billboards in pro-life states along Highway to Illinois. By Catherine Hamilton on September 24, 2023. A group that promotes normalizing abortion has lined up six billboards on Interstate 55 through pro-life states leading to Illinois, one of which falsely reads, God's plan includes abortion. Shout Your Abortion, a far-left advocacy group, placed the billboards in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, and Tennessee, all states which have outlawed or limited abortions. The black and white billboards, which face travelers heading into pro-abortion Illinois, also include messages such as, abortion is okay. You know what's right for you, and abortion is okay. You are loved. Interstate 55 carries tens of thousands of abortion seekers out of southern states to Illinois, where abortion is legal. I-55 is covered with horrific, shaming billboards. Shout Your Abortion put up six good ones, to show love and affirmation to those making the journey. Co-founder and director of Shout Your Abortion, Amelia Bonow, posted to X on September 16. Bonow told that the Washington Post this week that women seeking abortions traveling on I-55 are probably already in a difficult situation to say the least, and added that it feels really good to think that we could have made somebody's experience just a little bit easier. A GoFundMe campaign to support the billboards has surpassed its $10,000 goal, reaching $12,291 by Sunday. Due to the overwhelming response to this campaign, we are going to keep the fundraising rolling in hopes of funding these billboards for another month. Please continue to spread the word and share with your community. Thank you, thank you, thank you. A Saturday update to the funding page reads. Related video, exclusive. Senator Tommy Tuberville scores a win against Pentagon-funded abortion. The GoFundMe campaign emphasizes that visibility is key to normalization, and one of SIA's key initiatives is to normalize abortion. Shout Your Abortion was founded in 2015 on the theory that pro-life sentiment is sustained by simple ignorance of the experiences and perspectives of women who have abortions, and that publicizing positive abortion stories would turn the tide for choice, LifeSite News reported. In fact, while it is unclear how much similar pro-abortion projects have impacted current public opinion, they have not fundamentally changed the debate because they do not address the central pro-life contention that the preborn are the party really being disregarded, the report stated. This is far from the first time pro-abortion groups and politicians have promoted abortion by insisting that God condones the killing of unborn babies. Last September, California Governor Gavin Newsom's D. re-election campaign paid to promote abortion tourism via public billboards in seven conservative states. Some of those billboards misused the words of Jesus from the New Testament of the Bible to market the Golden State as an abortion destination. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Mark 12:31. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D., once claimed that abortion is a God-given right. As she made the comment during a news conference held at a church last year, in which she announced the awarding of $13.4 million in state grants to 37 New York abortion providers. Vice President Kamala Harris has often argued that one does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to support abortion. Abortion giant Planned Parenthood also has the Planned Parenthood Federation of America Clergy Advocacy Board, CAB. CAB was founded in 1994 and claims to increase public awareness of a supposed theological and moral basis for killing the unborn. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.